Hello everyone, Mark is ready to read Matthew chapter 19, and so I'll turn it over to him here so we can read, see if I can get it right. Okay, Mark.
And it came to pass when Jesus had finished his sayings, he departed from Galilee and came to the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. Great multitudes followed him and healed him there. Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, law for a man to put his way for every cause. And answered unto them, have you not read that which he which made them in the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall feed his wife, and twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore there are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath sworn together, let no man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses command give a writing of divorce and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffer you to put away all your wives, but forgetting it was not so. I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, sin be fornication, shall marry another, commit adultery. Whosoever marrieth her, which is put away, to commit adultery. Disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so, his wife is not good to marry. He said unto them, all men cannot receive the same, save they to whom it is given. There are some eunuchs which were so born from the mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. The eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake, he is able to receive it, let him receive it. Were there brought unto him little children, and he should put his hands on them, pray, sigh, and rebuke them. And Jesus says, several little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for of such the kingdom of heaven. He laid his hand on them and parted thence, and behold, one came, said unto him, good master, what things shall I do that I may have eternal life? He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none, who the one that is God, that thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto them, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man who saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up, what like I yet? Jesus said unto him, thou wilt be poor and perfect, go and sell that thou hast. Give the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful and in great possessions. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that rich man shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly glad, saying, who can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said to them, men, this is impossible with God, all things are possible. And answered Peter and said to him, behold, we have forsaken all. And follow thee, what shall we have therefore? Just send him, verily I say unto you that he which shall follow me, in addition with the Son of Man, shall sit in the throne of glory, shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. One that hath forsaken house of brethren or sisters, or father or mother, or wife or children or lands for my name's sake, seed in her fold and shall inherit everlasting life. And then our first shall be called last and first.
Thank you, Mark. I tried not to mess it up this time.